This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. In El Salvador last night, a gathering drew thousands of people, including Jesuit priests from the College of the Holy Cross and Boston College. They were joined by Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern. The event commemorated the murders of six Jesuit priests by the Salvadoran Army 25 years ago. The commemoration of those murders resonates in Massachusetts. The state is home to a large and growing community of Salvadoran immigrants. And there's been a recent and dramatic upsurge in the migration of Salvadoran children to the U.S. border with Mexico. Two congressmen from Massachusetts have played a large role in recent Salvadoran history. WBUR reporter David Boeri is in El Salvador, along with WBUR producer Shannon Dooling, to report on the crisis of child migration, and he joins me now from San Salvador. David, good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
So describe for us last night's commemoration.
It was breathtakingly dramatic. There are thousands that attended. Sharon, it's a combination of Christmas, Easter, and the Day of the Dead. There were a candlelight processions all over the campus of the University of Central America called UCA, with the procession of thousands walking over these fabulous sand paintings of the murdered priest. People were holding candles. They were carrying life-size pictures and images of the priests. They attended a mass that involved hundreds of priests from all over the world. There were fireworks, and they're still there. It's been an all-night vigil.
Who were these six priests, and why were they murdered?
They were Spaniards, and they were here at the university. They were intellectuals. They were professors and academics. And they were committed to an evolving faith, a new theology. It was called a faith that does justice. And that theology told them to stand against poverty, to stand against oppression and with the poor. Here's Holy Cross President Philip Burrows, who knew one of the priests so well that he recognized the photos of him that he saw in the paper before the body was identified.
That's what got them in trouble, because they were trying to live their faith. They were agitating for the needs of human beings, not for a communist ideal that so often gets the excuse for killing people.
And on the morning of November 16th, 1989, they were dragged out of their residence on the campus. They were shot to death by Army soldiers on the orders of the general, who was the Army Chief of Staff of El Salvador. He gave them orders, it turned out, to get rid of any witnesses.
And how did the congressman from Massachusetts get involved?
Congressman Joseph Moakley was a powerful congressman in Washington from South Boston. He was outraged by the murders, and he didn't believe the story that the Salvadoran Army had put out. The murders were committed by this elite battalion that had been specially trained by the U.S. government. And this was after about 10 years of civil war at that point. And after $4 billion of U.S. money had gone into guns and aid to the Army and the government of El Salvador, Moakley was named to lead a congressional investigation. So he came to El Salvador, and I covered that trip, and he was a bulldog. He didn't believe the official account. Here's a field worker named Jim McGovern. He did all the investigative work and advance work. Of course, he later became Congressman McGovern from Worcester, and here he is speaking about his mentor, the late Joseph Moakley.
He was an American politician who stuck with it and who got to the truth and told the truth and did something about it. He introduced an amendment to cut U.S. military aid to El Salvador, which passed, and that was a signal to the Salvadoran armed forces that the blank check that the U.S. government was giving them was over.
So the murders of those priests, Sharon, outraged people in the United States. They outraged the world, and in the end, they forced the government of El Salvador to reach a peace with the rebels, for which these martyrs, the priests, and Congressman Joe Moakley are well remembered here in El Salvador.
And David, this 25th anniversary does occur at a dramatic time in El Salvador.
Couldn't be more dramatic. You know, the war ended long ago, but El Salvador is now afflicted by another era of violence from gangs and drugs that cover whole sectors, control whole sectors of the country. Once again, the poor and the marginalized are taking the brunt of it. And the crisis has been created because all these children many of them under 12, have traveled to the border of the U.S. and Mexico unaccompanied by adults. And then you throw into that, of course, the controversy over immigration policy, and now the president is going to make an expected decision on granting amnesty to millions. So that rally, the vigil last night, the commemoration, all come at a dramatic time with new questions, new challenges facing El Salvador.
Well, David, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
That's WBUR's David Boeri in El Salvador. This is 90.9 WBUR.